some hope for the future.
Hey, Georgie.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
So tell me how your work on the Destiny soundtrack came to fruition.
Well, originally I got a phone call saying, you know, are you interested in working on a soundtrack for a game? And I've inquired what it was, you know, and they said it's the people who made the Halo game. So I'd heard about that, and, you know, a lot of kids I knew were very into it and said it was a great game. So I had a meeting in Los Angeles, actually, where they were based. And I just said, well, what's it all about? You know, and they explained to me what was involved, that it was a big, epic film soundtrack kind of thing. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? They said, well, anything you like, which is not the right answer. But it's like, oh, my God, you know, no, really, tell me, you know. So anyway, after a bit of detective work, it turned out I thought, they want me to give them ideas. And then the guy called Marty O'Donnell, who was actually the guy who would orchestrate it and write the orchestral parts, would take these ideas and manipulate them to fit the game. Eventually, it became clear that they wanted me to do a song. I think they'd been a little bit shy about, you know, laying it down. So he explained the context of it, and I kind of got some ideas based on that. And I figured out from what notes and stuff he was showing me that for me that would mean I should start up in the key of E.
Yes.
So I took it from there, really. So it starts with a little low sort of chugging in E. And then moves on through chords as it builds, kind of thing. So that was it. Once I'd done that song, on top of all the little fragments of ideas that he'd then orchestrated up, we ended up in Abbey Road for a few days, where they had this giant orchestra.
Yeah.
And we recorded, you know, the song and the soundtrack. And it was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You know, it's real, it's big, epic stuff. To say that the days ahead will be the best of all. We will build
bridges up to the sky. I was going to use the term epic, you know. It really is, in this case, an epic song, Hope for the Future. How did you approach it, and was it a different approach to writing the lyrics than you're used to with your own music?
Well, you know, when you're kind of writing something like this, which is custom-made, I mean, you know, it's like doing a portrait for someone. You have to try and use your imagination, sort of work out what they need, what they're going to want, and then what you want to give them. And you try and combine those two things into something that you think is... you know, still keeps the integrity. So in the game, you're basically trying to save Earth from the invaders, you know, the aliens.
Yeah.
So that suggested to me that you know, you hope for the future idea. So I went from there and then thought, it's not just a game song. You know, this will get played outside the game. So it's got to be standalone. You can't have references to aliens and all that. People think, what are you talking about?
Mm.
You know, so it had to have its own standalone meaning and integrity. Some hope for the future. Some wait for the call. It's difficult to say how things arrive, but that was basically it. I was just looking at what would I hope for the future. And it was a collaboration, so I would again, you know, send my ideas of the lyrics and the song as I'd written it back to the people at Bungie, Marty particularly, who would then say, could we have a little bit more of that, or could we do that? And I think some composers would sort of say, no, you can't, you know, this is it, you know, you've asked me to do it. But I quite like working on a team like that. It's a bit of a challenge, you know,
yeah.
So I'd say, yeah, okay. So I worked their ideas in and then probably changed them again to be something that I'd like. So I've changed the words from what they sent me, you know. I said, well, but, you know, it's like that was it, really. After a bit of toing and froing, we had the song. I recorded it, and then we did the big orchestral thing at Abbey Road.
I mean, you've got such a huge back catalogue now. Did you learn anything new doing this?
Yeah, really. It's always a bit of a challenge, as I say, writing something to order. Normally, you just sit down and you write something based on the mood you're in. You know, if you're feeling very affectionate, you might end up just writing a love song. If you're feeling, I don't know, like you want to make it mean a bit more, you may be looking for a deeper meaning. But when you got to write something to order, it's like a custom-made thing, then I like that challenge. It's more disciplined. You can't just say, okay, well, you know, I think it should just fly off in another direction here. It's good fun to do, though. I enjoyed it. Watching you wonder as
our lives unfold. Is this going to get you into gaming, Paul?
You know, the thing is, of course, once you work on a game like this, you get the game to just see what it's all about. And me and the guys at the studio got it. We stuck it up on our screen and we started playing it. I didn't get very far, let's put it like that. The aliens wiped me out fairly early on. One of our guys got somewhere with it, but he still got wiped out, you know. I'm not good at that. We did a thing, the Beatles rock band, where you're supposed to play along with Beatles tracks.
Yeah.
And say, I was never any good at it at all. So, you know, after getting wiped out by my grandkids, who totally beat me hollow, I say, hey, it's okay, look, I wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't have to play rock band, I wrote it.
Surreal, yeah.
Very weird.
Very weird.
But, you know, the gaming thing is completely different from actually playing. If they'd have said to me, play the part on bass, I could have done it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you've ever seen Rock Band, you've got this thing coming at you like the neck of a guitar and you've got to hit all these little dots.
Yeah.
And it's a completely different skill, so I got wiped out pretty early on.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way you love me all the time.
They said to me, the guy who was doing it years ago, he's been doing it for years, they said, do you want to get involved in this? I said, well, I can't. If it's a tribute, I've got to just sort of be thankful they're doing it. I can't get involved in my own tribute. So I just let them get on with it. He's done a good job, really. I must say, he's persuaded some amazing people to do it. What I've heard is great. You say you will love me if I have to go. I mean, I like Bob Dylan doing one of them. It's like, you know, his croaky old voice, like, you know, he's doing one of my songs called Things We Said Today. You say you will love me. Word so far away. It's like, yeah, Bob. You know, I was saying, you know, if I started singing like that, they'd shoot me. Bob's great, you know, I love it, you know, it's just, you're either a fan or you're not, and I'm a big fan of his. You know, the producer's got a lot of great people to do it, so I'm just honoured. Till the end of time. The next thing that I'm working on is something I've been trying to do for years, which is an animated feature.
All right.
Kind of a kids thing. But these days, you know, the kids get taken to things by adults, so it can't just be childish, it's got to appeal to the adults as well. I have an 11-year-old daughter, so I take her to a lot of animated movies. So obviously I like it when it makes me laugh too, you know, or when it has an effect on me. So I understand that aspect of it. I haven't seen millions of them, probably more than a lot of people. You know, that's what happens when you've got a young kid. Stuck inside these four
walls. So you're doing the music for one?
I'm mainly doing the music, yeah. I'm involved in the making of it, so my main job is to do the music. But they wrote me into playing the voice of one of the characters, so that's like a crazy thing.
Wonderful.
What happens is, you know, you're talking to someone about it, and we're talking about one of these characters. It was originally from a children's book that I wrote in collaboration with a couple of other guys. You're talking about the character from the book, and you're sort of saying, you know, well, he goes like this. I say, oh, chap, hello. And you start doing the imitation. The director said, well, will you do the voice? I said, oh, are you kidding? Anyway, so he's roped me in. So that's fun. But my main job is to do the music.